Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, los cachos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, a man, when compared to Dick Morris, is nothing but a giant pillar of virtue and righteousness, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome to another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid. I do look good next to Dick Morris, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's amazing. He makes me look like a pretty decent fella.
Yes, he does. He does that for a lot of people, as a matter of fact.
That's true. He made Bill Clinton look like a pretty virtuous guy, even.
Yes, he did.
All right. So, breaking news just now on Twitter.
Really?
Miami-Dade Elections Department is open for voting today from 1 to 5 p.m.
I heard that.
Democratic Party threatened a lawsuit, and they said, fine, we'll open up and let people vote today.
It appears that Governor Max Headroom of Florida changed his mind and is going to let people vote. That's nice of him.
Yeah,
that is nice.
It was very nice of him to say, oh, okay, I'll let you vote. All you citizens out there.
Although he was going, ha, ha, ha. You can vote. Oh, man, what a freaky looking man.
A little bit, yeah. A little scary looking. Looks a little like Voldemort, too, but, you know.
Yes. And I'll give a shout out to a couple of guests in the room. Then we got Monkey, and we've got whatever Joe. In the
how you doing? Oh yeah.
And then
whatever Joe loves Matt singing in the opening, isn't that sweet?
She's the only one. And of course we have our uber favorite Canuck from the Great North, Jamie, listening in.
Oh yeah. How you doing? Jamie, hanging out. Listening. And via her mobile device.
Yes. And she always does, being from Canada, our 51st state. She likes to know what's going on in American politics.
Yeah. Keeps up with the comings and goings of Americans. You know, Canadians are obsessed with us.
Well.
I mean, us, you and me, not really America.
No, not the rest of America. No.
Last Sunday before the election.
That's right.
Only two more days and it'll finally be over.
Thank God.
Only it won't really be over because there'll be all the post-election screaming and finger-pointing.
And recounting. And
recounting. And
lawsuits. And presidential election season's kind of like the NBA anymore. It just never freaking ends.
Exactly. Just goes on and on and on.
We can't have the 2016 election. We're not done recounting from 2012.
Yep. And, of course, we just got over the everybody wear pink all the time October.
Yeah.
And now it's No Shave November.
Really? I don't know about that. Yeah. What's that for?
It's Movember is the charity. And month-long event involving growing of mustaches during the month of November to raise awareness for prostate cancer.
Yeah, okay.
Cancer.
Now that does, that rings a bell now. Yes.
All right. So grow that Hitler stash,
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So, off to a great start.
As always.
Yeah.
And
got a little shout out.
Okay, we got a shout out.
Shout out to my BFF, the uber lovely, the talented, the angelic Miss Warrior Cat.
Oh.
Whose LSU Tigers suffered a devastating loss last night.
Devastating, yes.
Yes, thanks to their pinhead of a coach.
Pulled a Lou Holtz and went to the prevent, didn't he?
He started long before that. He ran a fake field goal that was a disaster. And then he decided to have his kicker attempt a 54-yard field goal, a guy who's never hit one over 35 yards in his life.
Uh-huh.
That didn't work out well.
Odds are a little long on that one.
And then, just because he hadn't screwed things up enough, they had a 4th-and-1 at Alabama's, like, 22 or 23-yard line, and they rushed a bunch of people on the field. And I thought they were going to try to kick a field goal, but instead they had the running back line up under center and take the snap,
mm-hmm.
almost fumble it, and then not make the first down. And,
yeah,
and
well. That's a little painful. But
yeah.
I think we might have something that'll cheer the lovely cat up. It appears
we have
a caller, Jay.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I know. Let's take this call and find out what's going on. 612,
you're
with Stupid.
How you doing? It's Vinny, you guys. I tell you what, you guys, that was a bad game there with Mr., Mr. Holtz. I tell you what, what the hell is going on down there? I don't understand it, huh?
Huh?
No, not good at all. I tell you, New York City, with all the goddamn rain out here, we're stabbing for food out here in New York and New Jersey. I tell you what, you guys, beats a beast.
Struggling.
You know what I'm
saying? It's a struggle up there. It's a struggle
up
there in New York.
Oh, no, I live on Staten Island.
Overcome.
My pizza place, Vinny Pizza Place, destroyed. Mad as hell, they're not going to take it anymore.
I tell you, I don't blame you. And I tell you what, I've been watching this, been following this, the power outage in New York. Apparently, the only place in the history of the United States that has ever had a power outage.
I know, it's terrible.
Yeah, oh, he fell off the line.
Oh, doggone it.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I've been, you know, keeping up with the New Yorkers struggling to make it through, having to gather together and charge their iPhones in odd places.
I know.
It's rough so much. They've had it so much worse than New Orleans did.
I actually heard a story about that on NPR the other night, that people were struggling to find an outlet.
Charge their iPhone.
Oh, God.
Oh, the humanity.
I know. And then the guy was crying because it was the first hot food he had had in days. He had food, it just wasn't
it
hot.
It wasn't hot.
God. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, tough times. There are some areas still don't have power. I guess Dr. Blogstein there in Hoboken still may be without power.
Yeah, it's a shame.
And he doesn't have electricity either.
Oh.
Hey-o.
That was very good.
And Miss Diane, the lovely Miss Diane, checked in.
Mm-hmm.
They did not flood. They were okay. They just had they've had power outage and some very light damage, but they have a generator.
Wow. For her, that's
hanging in there.
She's ahead of the game for her.
Oh, yeah. So they're hanging in there. All right. So, 2 days.
Because, you know,
two
Jay,
days. That means another 75,000 political ads.
I know. But that only makes sense because, you know, Jay, unlike all the other elections that have claimed this, this is the most important election of our lifetime.
Of our lifetime, absolutely.
Now, they can say it, you know, in the previous elections, but no, it's this one.
I tell you what, it's the most important election of our lifetime. Both candidates are appealing to their base. They're working on their go-to-vote campaign. There's been a couple of big game changers this week. Focusing on the swing states. Obama trying to take advantage of that gender gap.
This is unlike any other election.
Both of them looking for that elusive path to victory. Oh, God. Well, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it when it's over.
You are?
Not really. Not really. I did go vote. I did go vote this week.
I haven't voted yet. And who, Jay, in the presidential election did you vote for?
Nobody.
Really?
Left that one blank.
Yeah.
In fact, I wouldn't even have gone down there, except I felt the need to vote against the white supremacist who was running.
I was going to ask you about that.
And
I thought maybe you would have just voted for him, you know, for a chuckle.
As a joke? No. Actually, he wasn't on my ballot. He's running in the county, so.
Oh.
Yeah, it even ruined that for me. But I did get to vote in favor of medical marijuana, so.
Well, that's good.
So that made me happy.
So if it passes, you plan on getting sick pretty soon after that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling some odd symptoms coming on.
Are you really?
Feeling like I might need to get a little high, man. But some people getting in here. Sarah Palin, this weekend, her PAC finally donated to the Romney campaign.
Well, you know.
She waited till 5 days before the election to do it, but she finally did. You know, Russia waiting till after the Nagasaki bomb to declare war on Japan thinks that's a great idea.
Exactly. Yeah, that's always classic. That's lost in history.
Yeah.
How do you
Ooh, look at that bomb.
How do you think they have Vladivostok today?
Exactly.
God. I'm glad you brought that up. Not many people know that.
Yeah. Yeah. But Matt, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
I got a story for you. Yesterday afternoon, good old Matt Drudge with the Drudge Report.
Mm-hmm.
He posted the screaming headline on Twitter. Said, in 2008, Obama crowd in Cleveland, 80,000. This year, only 4,000.
Oh, really?
And I thought, oh, man, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
So I clicked on the link. And the link went to some conservative blog where they referred to Obama as President Teleprompter McFailure. So totally unbiased. Totally unbiased. Anyway. Their comparison is the Cleveland rally that Obama held on the final weekend in 08, which drew 80,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said he drew only 4,000 in the Cleveland suburb of Springfield, Ohio. That's a long-ass commute from that suburb.
Well, yeah, it's about 3.5 hours. We are a veteran community. Because if you drive from Cleveland to Springfield, you're ready to go to bed by the time you get here.
Exactly. Well, you're so bored. Jeez.
Well, yeah. Driving down I-71.
Their example for the crowd was the rally Obama held at a high school gym.
And let me tell you about that. That's even funnier because the gym holds 2,500 people. And it was packed. They have an auxiliary gym, which holds 1,000, and that was packed. And then they had 3,000 more people standing outside.
Oh, no, those don't count. The outside
tickets.
Well,
I know. And the thing is, they could have given away 10,000 tickets if they could, but the fire marshal wouldn't let it happen.
But anyway, you are now in a suburb of Cleveland, so
well,
start rooting for the Browns. Start rooting for the Browns, the Indians, the Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I thought you would enjoy. I thought you would enjoy that.
Well, I'm glad that's an interesting nugget of information to know. I'll tell you another interesting nugget of information, Jay.
And that would be?
Well, most people don't know this. They thought, you know, he was going to land at Wright Pat on Air Force One to come into Springfield or maybe, you know, a big fancy motorcade. But no, President Obama came to Springfield on an entirely alternate source of transportation. And you know what that was?
No, what was it?
The Underground Railroad.
Hi-yo! Playing the old race card, wasn't
he? Yeah. Yeah. He didn't bring Michelle with him. He brought Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, well, you know, he was in Virginia earlier in the day. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, you know what we should do?
What should we do?
Let's open the phone lines.
Okay, let's open the phone lines. And if you'd like to chime in on the election, you can call in the election hotline at 661-244-9852.
Yeah, give us your take on the polls. Are they skewed? Are they overestimating Obama and his turnout machine or whatever?
Or are they just made up?
Or are they just making that shit up?
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, the Karl Rove super PAC, his Crossroads.
Yeah.
He's got so much money sitting around. They had so much money donated to it. And they have to spend the money because you can't show up on Wednesday with your guy losing and say, hey, we still got $50 million. Because all those rich people will be like, what? So they're running ads in New York, Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, like the most expensive markets in the country to burn the money.
Let's just get it off the books. Come on.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Well, other than the, you know, other than the money they've lined their own pockets with.
Yeah.
But so anyway, they're just burning the money, just running ads wherever they can. Houston.
I'll tell you what, I think Friday night was a very telling sign. Just based upon where Obama and Romney held their rallies, Obama was in Hilliard, Ohio. He was in Springfield, Ohio. And he was in Lima, Ohio. Mitt Romney, just one city, Westchester, Ohio, one of the most affluent communities in all of Ohio.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and he's surging in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I know.
According to Dick Morris, who knows a lot about surging.
Yes, he does, especially when it's with a woman he paid who's not his wife.
Exactly. Anyway, he's going to some super rich Philly suburb that's like 99% white, and he's going to hold a rally there.
Good old Dick.
You know, well, I tell you what, I think now, like, I don't know what's going to happen for sure on Tuesday, but I think it's a bad sign when the vice presidential nominee is openly talking about his plans for the next 4 years as chairman of the House Budget Committee
and running ads
and other things
in his congressional district
right.
In order to keep his job.
And then today, there's a story in Politico where Romney is basically saying, yeah, well, you weren't even my first choice. I wanted Chris Christie.
Oh, you mean Obama's buddy. He wanted Obama.
Obama's BFF.
Uh-huh.
Now, but, you know, there are a few indicators out there.
Really?
Yep. Little known, but they've held pretty true over the years. In years that Florida State beats Miami, the Democratic candidate wins Florida.
Really?
Yep. It's been that way every time since, like, in the 60s or something.
And then there a Redskins thing happening today, isn't there?
Right. When the Redskins win their last home game before the election, the Democrat wins the election. And luckily for Obama, the Redskins get lonely little Carolina in town today.
Okay, things are looking up.
And here's the big one. And,
I'm ready.
And maybe this will ease Warrior Cat's pain a little. In the years that Alabama beats LSU, the Democratic candidate wins.
Wow.
How about that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. And those, I think, probably hold that and things like the First Lady cookie off, you know, where they bake the cookies and the kids
mm-hmm.
vote. Things like that are probably far more accurate than the Marist Ipsos Mason-Dixon poll.
It sounds impressive, though.
It does.
Now, when Notre Dame wins in triple overtime against Pitt and gives Matt a heart attack, in those years, who wins? That's what I'd like to know.
We all win because Mark May loses.
Exactly. He came close, though.
Yeah, that was an interesting game there for the Irish.
Hey, it was good for him.
Oh,
showed,
yeah.
Showed
just,
some
just like all the other, like just like all the other squeakers have been.
Yeah, well, when you don't have an offense, these things happen.
Yeah. Who do they have next week?
Oh God, the bane of their existence, I believe.
Was it Boston College?
Boston College, 1993, oh, Black Saturday.
Notre Dame. It's been 19 years and Notre Dame hasn't recovered yet.
No, I still haven't. Lou Holtz would still be coaching there if he had won that game. That would have been his second national championship there.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But we digress.
Yes. But I do want to point out Southern Cal got whipped by Oregon last night. That's their third loss, yet somehow they're up to 78.6% chance to win the BCS in Dick Morris's projections.
Well, now wait a minute, Jake. Now, Jake, Dick Morris said, on Thursday, I see a Romney landslide. And, yes, I know my teeth look like baked beans, but I predict a Romney landslide. Oh, wait, it's Friday. I see him faltering some places.
I see danger signs for Romney now in Pennsylvania. Thursday night on the O'Reilly Factor, I said Romney would win 400 electoral votes. And then I got to suck Gretchen Carlson's toes. I paid her $500.
She only wanted $300, but I said, what the hell? Oh, God.
No, what a scumbag.
Oh, God, he is the greatest human being in the world.
Dick Morris has a long history of being wrong, actually. Now, who could forget in August of 1969, the Mets should just prepare their playoff rotation. They're going to – oh, I screwed that up. The Cubs should prepare their playoff rotation. The Mets have no chance of coming back. God damn it.
Man, he is just so awful. We should just set aside one day to do the Dick Morris show.
Oh, I know.
God.
We'll just bring in a bunch of hookers and a pile of cocaine.
God, I'm going to have to take a shower after this show just talking about him.
Yeah. Well, remember in 1863, he threw a big fit. Because
he
said, he was furious that General Grant was going to lay siege to Vicksburg. He said, it'll never work. The South's going to win now.
chairman, what's he thinking? Atlanta's fireproof.
Exactly. June of 1955. Rock and roll is just a fad. But the worst of all was in January of 1258, when he told the citizens of Baghdad, "Go about your daily life. There's no threat from the Mongols."
Oh my God!
Oh God!
That was pretty good.
We need it. We should have gotten Dick Morse on the show. I'm sure he would have come on. He's a complete whore. He'd go on any show.
Now I know. He loves to give out his advice. Of course, if you subscribe to DickMorse.com at $25 a month.
Mm-hmm. And he will tell you what you want to hear. But there was nothing more hilarious. In all honesty, Thursday night on O'Reilly, he said that Romney was going to win 400 electoral votes. He had Romney winning Pennsylvania, Ohio, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. And then on Friday, he says that he sees danger signs. And then yesterday, as all the polls were coming out showing like 70 and 80% approval of Obama's handling of Sandy, he puts out a report saying this backlash from Obama's handling of Sandy could be significant. I could do that. I could just every morning I could see what all the trends are, and I could just announce that the opposite is happening. All right. So who's going to win?
I think the old man's got he may have enough momentum to carry him through this.
It's going to be close.
I know.
Or maybe it won't be. Although I will say this, I'm going to laugh my ass off if Obama wins without Ohio. If Obama runs the table on Nevada and Colorado, Iowa, Virginia, and then somehow squeaks out one in Florida and Ohio, it turns out wouldn't have mattered. I'm just going to laugh and laugh.
Which is great, because it would show Romney's not such a great businessman now, is he?
Yeah, but it's true. Oh, no. See, what Romney did is he invested into Ohio like this, and he forced Obama to spend all this time and money in Ohio, when in fact Pennsylvania and Minnesota were the key states. I can't remember who came up with that one. I think it was Michael Barone.
Oh, God.
So, that's good.
I don't know. This is going to be a nail biter.
Yeah, it's going to be a late night Tuesday night, and then hell, we may not even know when we come on the air Wednesday.
And we're about to lose the live stream, so if you'd like to call in now. Quickly, it's 661-244-9852.
But I do have one big prediction.
What's that?
If Romney wins, the Democrats are going to scream, "It was rigged! It was rigged!" And then if Obama wins, the Republicans are going to scream, "Voter fraud!"
See, I can't see that happening in this great nation of ours.
No. You know, they'll all just concede defeat and mm-hmm. come together as one.
Exactly. E pluribus unum, Jay.
But anyway, I just real quickly, I do want to be the first person, if Romney loses on Tuesday, mm-hmm. I want to be the first person to congratulate the 2016 Republican presidential nominee, Todd Akin. Good job, Todd.
How can you lose
legitimate
a legitimate
rape?
How can you lose a presidential election with 3 million zygotes voting for you?
And I tell you, you know, it's possible.
Yeah.
because of Gary Johnson is in this too now.
That's my man.
Yeah. It is possible that Obama will win a couple of states or even multiple states, like Colorado, maybe Ohio, even possibly Virginia, without getting 50% of the vote.
Exactly.
Because Gary Johnson could carry anywhere from 4 to 6% in those two states.
Allegedly, Gary Johnson is carrying about 5% in Ohio, 4% in Colorado. I don't know about Virginia.
Right. Yeah, well, Virginia has him and Virgil Good, who is the Constitution Party candidate.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, there's some Constitution Party folk in Virginia. anyway, it's possible that Obama will end with, say, 48 or 49, and Romney will have around 46, 47, and then Gary Johnson will have 4 or 5. And when that happens, or if that happens, the Republicans will say, 100% of Gary Johnson's votes came from Romney. He would have won.
And then I'll have to say something about that.
Because you'll say, well, 99.9.
Yeah, I was the one, baby. Jay, this is big. I could decide this election.
You could be. And what would that say about America?
Boy, that's sad.
We're just going to hope that doesn't happen.
Well, that was a little hurtful.
Well, no, it's nothing personal. Nothing personal.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But if Romney, if Romney wins, there might be some discussion about all those voting machines in Ohio that are owned by Tag Romney.
No. Maybe. No. Really?
Maybe they'll finally talk about that a little bit.
You mean the kid who wants to punch Obama in the face? No.
Yeah. And this story about this mysterious computer patch that the Ohio's Republican Secretary of State ordered to be uploaded to the voting machines. Whatever that was. I'm sure he is nothing but fair and honest, though.
Oh, no. Pencil-thin John Husted is on the up and up. He's a great man. Has a little short haircut, off to the side, blue eyes. Little cute guy. Very nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you have a very cute Senate candidate running, too.
Josh Mandel.
Cute little fella.
Oh, God. You know, he's allegedly a Marine. I could break him in half on my knee.
Oh, he's probably a badass.
I know.
So you think Obama's going to eke it out, huh?
I think he might, which goes against my prediction from October of 2011.
No. Well, now, yeah, you did predict an Obama Electoral College win in a Romney.
No, quite the opposite.
Popular vote.
I predicted.
Oh, it was the opposite?
Yeah, I predicted a Romney Electoral win in 2011.
And an Obama to win the popular vote?
Yeah. And now it seems
well,
aren't
you Mr. Contrarian, huh? Because there's, well, hey, no, there is exactly a 0.1% chance of that happening. Don't give up.
Well, I like to admit my mistakes.
I don't know. You know, if you go to Nate Silver, 538, he's got Obama all the way up to 85%.
Well, you can't mention him, according to Rush and Sean Hannity. Because
well, I tell you what.
Nate Silver. Oh, my God.
It's worse than that. It's obvious that you can't trust him to be honest because it turns out he's gay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's,
wow.
You know. I didn't realize that, but I knew there was a
I
knew they had a legitimate reason to hate this guy.
Yes.
And then you got the one at Princeton,
mm-hmm.
the one that they run, that shows Obama with over 90% chance. But the guy who runs that, his name is Sam Wang. And I don't think I have to.
No.
Really.
Oh, God. We don't.
We don't have to get into that. No. Why that's, and why it's obvious that he's, you know, not an honest guy.
No. How, have you ever met an honest communist? I don't think so.
Exactly. And then you've got, oh, the folks over at Vote-O-Matic. Also, at Obama at over 90%, but what kind of name is Vote-O-Matic?
I know, that sounds cheap.
Yeah, it sounds like something they'd sell on late-night infomercials.
Right. And please, no
hey,
COD.
Folks, Billy Mays here for the Vote-O-Matic.
That's right. Of course, that name should actually be more applied to Tag Romney's voting machines.
It should be. No matter what button you hit, it comes up Romney.
Yep.
And a Vote-O-Matic.
And speaking of Romney, oh, his wife Ann. Oh, poor Ann. She was crying during the last rally last night.
Oh.
Yeah, and
that makes me sad.
Yeah, I know. It made me sad, too. It didn't make Ed Schultz sad, because you know Ed Schultz.
he's kind of a gruff fella, isn't
he? Yeah, he said, oh, I'm sorry, Ann Romney, you're crying. You know why you're crying? Because you're so damn ugly. Mitt would like to bring another wife home, but he's embarrassed to have her meet you.
That's awful.
Oh, yeah, good old Ed.
Hi-yo! Oh, my gosh. Well, let's see. When's the big Obama rally in Columbus with Bruce Springsteen and Jay-Z? Is that today or tomorrow?
I have no idea, Jay. I have turned my TV off. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, my God. I was doing my best to stay on, because here where I live, here in Redneckville, here in God's country, we get Springfield, Missouri, and Little Rock, Arkansas channels.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing my best to stay on the Little Rock channels, to stay away from people who have been raped, explaining why they're voting for or against Todd Akin. No, really, that's what we're dealing with here, folks.
Oh, my God.
But we've got those, and we've got the Karl Rove anti-Obama ads running in an area where Obama is already only running at 25 to 30%.
I was going to say, why are they running them down there?
Because they've got to burn the money
off. The money.
They've got to spend it. And, well, shit, advertising time is completely 100% bought up in all of Ohio. In all of Florida, Virginia, I mean, there's no place to run in those states anymore. So they had to find other places. They said that there have been 76,000 political ads run on Las Vegas television. It's brutal.
Yep.
Anyway, so I was trying to stay on the Little Rock channels, and then I started seeing the Karl Rove Crossroad ads on the Little Rock channels, too. But at least it wasn't all the rape victims. I don't want to seem insensitive or anything. Because,
no.
You know, but, you know, I was a victim of rape, and I chose to keep my baby. But I'm voting for Claire McCaskill. Well, good for you.
Oh,
your kid's on the side going, what? I'm a rape baby? What? What? Hello? Time for therapy. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. This is good stuff.
Yeah, it is, man. It's quality entertainment at a fair price right
That's
here.
That's right.
And what is sure to be another number one show, Open Line Sunday is still number one.
I know.
I thought the Wednesday show. Yeah, I thought the Wednesday show would be number one today. I guess it'll be number one tomorrow,
yeah.
Which will push this show off till probably Thursday before it hits number one. And I think
this
it's about
is so
the,
tiring, isn't it?
Yeah, this pattern we're in of every 4 days another show pops up at number one. Just ahead of the Ed Show. Or just ahead of Ham Ratchet Radio.
Yes. And Rodney Perry.
Yeah, Rodney's getting mad.
Oh, well, he's got to be. I mean, look at him. He's a well-dressed black man.
Smart and articulate.
Uh-huh. And he's saying, the white man always keeping me down.
Yeah. Oh, that's another prediction. That if Romney wins, it will be because the black power structure kept good, decent Christian white people from voting. Because they sent Black Panthers to polling stations.
Oh God.
Anyway, we're just ahead of the Got Me Fooked Up show hosted by We Out Che. So we got that going for us.
You know, we're like the Mitt Romney of BTR because we beat people like Santorum and Michelle Bachman and Newt Gingrich.
Are you saying the competition was, you know,
not
it's up
a little,
to it?
It's a little lackluster.
God.
But I'll tell you what, Jay. I feel something coming on in my bladder.
Oh, boy. I feel something coming on, too. Tea Break with Shmoop. Shmoopalicious.
Hi, Jay.
That was a little weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little. I'm used to you.
What's happening today?
Nothing. I'm just packing my bag, getting ready for the gutting.
When are they going to rip you open?
I really don't know. I won't know anything until tomorrow.
Okay.
So
when you go in tomorrow, they're not going to just grab you and keep you.
They're going to
set
that.
It up and send you. Oh,
yeah, I don't have a clue. I will not have a clue until tomorrow afternoon, so.
And you know what?
What?
Neither do they.
No.
You're going to walk in, and one of them's going to look up and go, oh, shit, her, I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot about the yellow girl. Jesus Christ. Oh, by the way, we still don't know what's wrong with you. Come back in 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Right. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, could you look at those those results for me real quick?
Yeah.
Dave's playing golf today.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting. I'm thrilled beyond belief.
Yeah. But today is a big day, though. It's a pretty special day.
Yeah. 12-year anniversary, me and the Mat Man.
Yay!
I got flowers and everything.
And he's going to cook a special meal tonight?
Yes, he is. Beef tips, onions, vegetables. He even bought bread. I know.
Well, ooh,
he's a big spender, man.
He's going to toss some bread on there with that Shea Match.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's very sweet.
Might be my last decent meal of the week. Can I go back
and
to,
then,
you know,
yeah.
eating garbage?
Yeah. Back to the running instant mashed potatoes.
I think that's where they get it, is the, let's go out back and dig that up. Jesus.
Run over to that soup kitchen and see what the special is today.
Hang on, sweetie.
Okay.
And we got less than 1 minute left, J-Man.
Okay. Time to wrap it up.
I'll tell you what, though, Jay, real quickly. I wish the doctors were as specialized as the billing specialist because even though they don't know what's wrong with Shmoop, they know that the ambulance ride from Springfield to Columbus cost $657.28.
They're on top of things. They will get the bill out no matter what.
It's already here.
Great.
So there you have it.